This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and I welcome you to Fully Charged Recharged with Emma and Dave. No Ash today.
I welcome you to Fully Charged Recharged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Do you know what that sounded like? And I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
It did.
Yes.
I kind of thought of Mass and peace be with you.
And also with you. Lift up your hearts. I raise them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. See, you're wrong.
I see the lyrics have updated.
The lyrics changed. It is you are right and just now. And not it is right to give him thanks and praise.
I went to the Mass for the first time in literally like 2 years and everything was different. I was like, when did they change the rule book on this? Did the Bible change?
Yeah.
Why are all the responses? I think it's the church trying to out people who don't go often, you know.
Do you think they're trying?
I'd be there going, it is right to give him thanks and praise. And they're all like, it is just it. And I'm like, oh, shit.
See, we used to go to Mass quite often. So you'd always know who was a little newbie. You know what I mean? When they go, it is right to give them thanks and just.
Yeah. So when they change like and try to do a cooler version of the Our Father, I'm like, ah, shut
up. It's mad. Like there's...
Stop trying to make it cool.
There was... Like someone actually said, like there's so many like different things about religion and I've literally no judgment about if you're religious or not. I could be quite religious sometimes. But... You know, like angels and stuff like that. That wasn't in it until like a couple of hundred years ago. Before that, there was never a mention of angels. And then
really?
the church just became mad into angels.
And there's just that. Robin Williams got mad into angels.
Yeah, there you go. And just Robin Williams.
Said Robbie.
Oh, he said Robin. But yeah, so there's some weird things about it. Mass was weird, wasn't it? I always felt like it was a little bit like a cult. When you'd stand and you'd sit and you'd kneel.
I think it is a little
bit
like
so
that.
Like a cult, isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, whatever people believe in, that's absolutely your own business. I totally get that.
Oh, absolutely.
But, sometimes you are like, wow, it's mad that I'm just
isn't it mad that we wouldn't have been
sitting
we wouldn't have been allowed to say this legally only a couple of years ago. Only like 5 years ago.
It's mad that you can't even just have a conversation about it.
We can be blasphemous now. Mm. Holy Mother Mary of God. Mm. We can be blasphemous.
You know, there was a news report, this going back about 6 years. And it was some news report that was very ambiguous and the name of the person who was in a car crash, who was absolutely perfectly fine and wasn't badly harmed, was Emma Nolan.
Oh, yes.
And people thought it was me and I was a radio presenter in the area at the time, so people... anyway. And someone commented saying, she deserves it. She says the word Jesus on air all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's sad. Well, anyway, we'll leave you on a lighter note. The show was fun today and Tom Grennan was on.
Bye. I just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend.
G-I-F. That's what I say.
That's a big TG.
That's a big TG to the I to the F. It was a funny this morning. I was lying in bed. First alarm went off. Standard. Ignore. But actually, for a change this morning, instead of actually rolling over and trying to get another 30 winks, I was awake. And that was because there was someone in the shower. And the shower is literally under the side of my bedroom.
At the time we get up?
At the time we get up, yeah. And I was really surprised by this. And then I remembered, my housemate's heading on a stag this morning and has an early flight.
I thought you left the shower on or something.
Who was in my shower?
Honestly.
But I could obviously hear the shower right through the wall.
He's going on a stag today. Where's he going?
Going on a stag today. I think like Bratislava or something really cool like that.
Right, okay, interesting.
Yeah, they wouldn't be big.
I don't even know where that is.
I think the lads wouldn't be massively into like the pub scene. They'll probably go into really fun stuff. And they're going on a stag until, wait for it, Wednesday.
No.
I've never heard the likes of it.
Interesting. Yeah, since Slovakia. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was such a strange complex to get out of bed in the morning and have someone to talk to.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine so.
He was making, Dave, can you believe it, at that hour of the morning, breakfast.
Silly thing.
Nah.
He's not used to it. He's not used to living on an empty stomach till about 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Do you know what he saw it as? A novelty.
Oh my God.
A novelty. This was about 10 to 6. I was tying my runners and getting ready to leave the house. And he was sitting in the sitting room. And I said, what time are you getting picked up? And he said, 6:30. I said, what are you doing here? It's 10 to 6. Go back to bed.
Do you remember when you used to get up for school, right? And your parents would be like dropping to school or whatever. And they'd be doing something in the kitchen. So you'd go into the sitting room and you'd just chill in your like big school jacket. Mm. And you'd have your bag on and everything waiting to school. And you just kind of drift off.
Yeah.
That was the nicest feeling in the world. I just had this thought of Brian just in the sitting room.
Yeah.
Just kind of like waiting for his mates to pick him up.
He was up looking out the window, ready to go after having his morning shave, the whole lot.
Oh my God.
You're literally been up for an hour before you get picked up. I was like, you're not used to this.
I'm a tired just listening about
it. Yeah, no. He will crash and burn.
Yes, he will.
By 9 a.m.
We'll learn him.
Music now. We're serious about this.
Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish on Spin. Good morning. Today is the day.
Woo.
Later this afternoon, someone is going to walk away with €200,000. That is an absolute fact. It's a must be won cash machine.
About time. We haven't had a win in 2 weeks.
I know. I love knowing that it's absolutely going to happen today. In about 20 minutes on the show, we'll give you the details on how you can enter to win that later today. For now, though, do you remember? Of course you remember. The Willy Wonka inspired pop-up in Scotland.
In Glasgow.
An absolute and utter disaster.
It was
a few months back now and it went viral on social media. It was described as an absolute shambles of an event that left children in tears.
Do you remember they had the Unknown, which was like this character that they just decided to create, who had a mask and hid behind mirrors? God, I loved this whole journey. Was amazing.
It was just like an abandoned warehouse that they were all in. It was really, really sad.
The chocolate river was a brown piece of sheet.
Sheet, yeah. And there was like a handful of really mortified actors trying their best while hating their lives. It kind of, as I said, it went massively viral. And some of the actors kind of got a bit of a boost off the back of it because it was such a mess. Well, I'm sad to say it's happened again, guys.
No.
Something similar, at least. This time, it was a Bridgerton event.
Stop it. This is hilarious. I love it.
It must be said from the get-go that Netflix or Bridgerton naturally had nothing to do with this event. Yeah. Okay. Now, this happened in Detroit, and the whole idea, and I can imagine it because I've watched all of Bridgerton start to finish, and what they do is there's a huge amount of parties in Bridgerton because it's all about the Bridgerton siblings going out on the market and trying to find love.
Oh, they're Bridgerton siblings. I've never seen it. I thought it was a place called Bridgerton.
No, so there's six siblings, I think, and that's why you're getting all these seasons. It's about each sibling finding their person. So you go out and you go to these balls and hopefully you meet someone and it's all very grand and the classical music and all the rest. So a lot of people would have the conversation, say, if you've watched Bridgerton, oh, wouldn't it be lovely to meet someone like that? Like the olden days, like brought out for a dance and all the rest.
Someone with money.
But not even that, but also just the idea of going to something lovely with a dance and then being asked to dance or whatever. Right, kind of old school. So I suppose this is what they were trying to get at, but it was described as a royal disaster in this case, which I appreciate.
No.
Dozens of fans, they showed up to this club in Detroit on Sunday night, all in their big Bridgerton-style ball gowns and the lads in their really fancy suits. So pretty spenny, I'm sure. A lot of money was spent on these outfits that aren't in Zara, if you know what I mean. And they were really hoping to be transported back to this real Regency era that's depicted in the show.
Oh no.
Spending all this money, they were served undercooked food. Their chicken was described as pink as a crayon.
To be fair, you probably weren't able to gauge like the colour of chicken back in the 1400s.
Maybe.
Like, so maybe they're trying to be real, you know, with it.
I'd mentioned that it's all about dancing, and when you watch Bridgerton, you'll see that the whole congregation of people in this big ballroom would join together and dance this rehearsed dance. Kind of like, I guess, like we would all know, well, not we would all know, but Irish dancers would all know an Irish dancing song or dance.
Okay.
But instead of that, the entertainment that they brought was one pole dancer.
Oh my God.
One pole dancer was brought to the event, and just a note, in any of the Bridgerton series,
that doesn't sound
very
Bridgerton,
nor the spin-off, there was no pole dancers present then. The pole dancer herself has actually spoken out about it, saying, "This is truly a horror story. I'm just completely like awestruck seeing everything that happened. I feel bad for all the patrons who showed up to the event just because my goal as a performer is to bring happiness and cheer." And then there was a guy, Pedro, and his newlywed bride. I think it sounds like a great idea if you just got married to go to something like this. He said, "We had to reuse cups that had been used by other people there.
Oh my God.
There were not enough plates, and the backdrops, which in Bridgerton, of course, are very grand, were just pieces of paper."
Yeah.
You'd imagine all sellotaped together.
Oh God, what is with these cowboys who are putting on these things? Like, it's not good. It doesn't work.
And then the girl who is the pole dancer was talking, saying that the company that organised the event allegedly selected her costume for the occasion. A red bra and matching knickers.
Okay, they messed up.
They messed up so massively to the point that they've taken down their official website and the site for the Bridgerton experience following the backlash that attended on Sunday. My God, lads, the photos of this look so sad.
Really?
It's these girls dressed so beautifully in their big ball gowns just sitting against the wall on their phones.
No, stop.
Just sitting there. It's so grim. What is wrong with people? Honestly, lads, we could do a better job here ourselves.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so funny.
So that's two.
I want to go to one of these. Like, I want someone to recreate the world from The Simpsons and literally just be yellow paint everywhere.
And actually say from the get-go, you're going to come to a terrible event.
Yeah.
And I want to go and experience
exactly.
a terrible event.
I want
event.
It to be awful.
Me too.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
But yes, first indeed. Though, do you remember this girl? I got that summertime. Yeah, that girl.
That girl.
That's Lana Del Rey.
Yes, indeed.
This is the most insane thing ever, right? She's after getting married. How insane is that? No, I'm joking. She is officially a married woman, right? And in the most Lana Del Rey fashion, nothing is ever not bizarre with her. She's married an alligator tour guide called Jeremy Dufresne in Louisiana 1 month after dope. Debuting the romance.
Yeah, I saw this on Twitter, I think, a few weeks ago. Not that they were married or anything like that, but her denying that there was anything going on with this guy, because I think the newspapers had picked up on them. I don't know if they touched hands in public or something anyway. And
how dare she they? Was before like, marriage?
I can't remember exactly what was what she said, but almost like, I don't know this man.
Yeah.
So then so soon for it to come public, it's mad.
Yeah, she's married the fella. He's 56 and he's the most alligator tour guide looking man I've ever seen.
Really?
He has like, do you know the glasses that they wear in like the Tour de France or like Charlie XCX wears,
yeah.
but like not ironically.
Okay, okay.
And not fashionably.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian wear them like going to the Paris fashion show.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like rotten.
But also,
she's pulling them off.
Your dad wears them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like those kind of ones that he might use for if you're going on a bike or something. Mm. Like they just have these.
The wraparounds.
Yeah, the wraparounds. They're just not great looking glasses on some people. He looks like a Florida man. He looks like a real Trump man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe.
And she's so cool and alt and like. Almost emo, but not quite emo. And look.
She's weird and she's different. She's very alternative.
Yeah.
I really like Lana Del Rey, and I'm kind of slagging her in this, but it's still, he's 56, she's 39, and you know.
Each to their own.
She's Lana Del Rey and he's not. Lana has nearly 20 million Instagram followers, himself has about 4,000.
Mm.
She's worth 30 million and he's an alligator tour guide.
Good for him.
In
yeah.
Louisiana. Mm. So I don't think quite as much money.
You wonder how they even met. Was she just into going looking at alligators?
Apparently this dude does like celebrity tours, I think, because on his Instagram there's a picture of Emma Roberts with him as well.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I don't know if he just becomes friends with them or whatever, but I'm like, how often are these celebs going on these alligator tours?
Like if I was a celebrity, it wouldn't be top of my list of something to do.
Yeah. No. It's really confusing because Lana Del Rey is obviously stunning. Look, the guy could be the nicest person ever. I know I sound really, you know, awful
shallow.
At the moment. I sound very, very shallow. But it's just like, she's so stunning. And he's just really, he looks like an alligator tour guide.
Okay. I hear your point.
There was some video footage of the wedding shot by someone who I don't think was in the wedding party. It was just shot in a drone. It was quite weird. You could just see her from a distance. Very odd. But the wedding was in what looked like a place that does alligator tours.
No way.
Yeah, but who knows? It was on like some sort of lake or something. So we're happy for Lana. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we are actually happy for Lana. Any alligator tours going? Anyway, it got me thinking of other celebs and their normal significant others.
Yeah.
Right? And I've come up with a game called... Did this person date this person or did I make it up?
Yay!
Okay, here we go. Did Bradley Cooper date a woman who does social media for a range of dog calendars?
Yes.
No, he did not.
Damn it!
Did John Cena date a product manager at a software company?
Yes.
Yes, he did, and he married her.
He married her.
Did Ariana Grande date a real estate agent?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. She married and divorced him. She got the full whack. Did Kendall Jenner date an author of children's books?
I'm going to say no.
She did not. Well, she might have, but I don't know about it.
Neither do I.
No one else does.
Someone would have copped that.
Did Anne Hathaway date a jewellery designer?
Definitely.
Yes, she did and married him.
Oh, no way!
Yeah. Did Steve Jobs date someone from Google?
Surely not.
No, he did not.
Okay.
That would be very funny, though. And lastly, did Matt Damon date a bartender?
Yes.
Yes, he did. I married her.
No, really?
And he's still married to her and he has 3 kids with her.
That gives you hope.
Yeah.
Do you know, the other way sometimes you think, the celebrities tend to just date celebrities, don't they?
Yeah, they do, to be fair. But that's their world.
It is.
Like, Paul Rudd is dating a publicist. And I'm like, there's no way you'd ever meet a publicist if you weren't a celebrity.
True. However, I always think when they say, yeah, it's easier to date someone in the industry because they just get it. I'm like, oh, shut up. They get what it's like to be rich.
This is what I'm saying. The Louisiana alligator tour guide and Lana, I don't know if that's going
to
work.
I would learn what it's like to be rich real quick. Don't worry
about
me.
That's very true.
Recharged.
Isn't it kind of mad that, what, 2 or 3 months ago, I accidentally introduced her as Chappelle Roan?
Chappelle Roan.
And now
she... if it was Chappelle, is it?
Yeah, and now she is a household name. Isn't it crazy how quickly you can go from being a mispronounced name to known in every household?
Here's two other crazy things. She was born in 1998. That's only just happened. And her real name is Kaylee Rose Amstutz.
Kaylee
Rose Amstutz.
Ah, lads, I'd love to change my name if I became famous.
Yeah, but why would you change it from Kaylee? Kaylee's quite a nice name.
Kaylee doesn't hit as well as Chapel.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm.
Chapel Roan.
Interesting.
I think
weird
it's scary
choice.
How quickly you can go from being just anybody else to being everywhere, isn't it,
I think it's scary
Matt?
How you can be born in 1998.
That, yeah, true.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I mentioned on the show around this time yesterday that I'm looking ahead to this weekend with my little niece, Florence. She is coming up from Dublin today, meeting halfway in Carlow.
Wow.
To meet her dad, I know.
To drive to Carlow.
I know, less for
you
me. However, it's worth it for her. And over the weekend, I had promised her basically last weekend, oh my God, you know what we can do when you get up? We'll go to 101 Dalmatians, the musical at the Gaiety.
Mm.
And she was so excited. She's been talking about this all week. And then I went to book the tickets the other night and I went, oh dear, that only ran for 6 nights. Thought it was a long run and it ended many days ago now and it's not happening this weekend.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of scratching my head going, okay, I need to kind of distract her and also fill the weekend with something else that's fun.
Does she know yet?
I don't know. I don't know if my sister's broken the news or if it's up to me today. I need to get some confirmation on that before I pick her up of what she understands about the whole thing. But what I did yesterday on the back of this show was I booked her in to a kids' rave in the Bernard Shaw on Saturday afternoon.
I love the way you say I booked her in as if I just drop her off and now I'll see you later.
No.
Like it's a spin class.
See ya. No, I'll obviously be there with her as well. But I'm like, look, start her young. It's something else. What do you mean we're going to a rave? I'm like, look, she's in junior infants. Her street cred needs to probably get somewhere. At least she can go back to school going, I went to something and I went to a rave. What did you do for the weekend when the teacher asks if any news over the weekend? So naturally, I'm heading along with her. I'm thinking of like maybe doing some kind of rave face paint on her or something.
Yes.
I don't really know how far to take this. I might
Definitely you got to do the face paint.
I might look up some kids rave reviews.
You could easily get the luminous bands.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Went to Mr. Price.
I'm trying to think of my old school raves. You could get the... Do you remember the stockings, but they had the holes in both sides?
Yeah.
They're just the leg warmers.
They were leg warmers. My first ever teenage disco, I wore a luminous pink pair of them over a pair of Nike Air Max, and I thought I was the coolest
person.
And
you were.
I was at the time.
What
yeah,
about the luminous tutus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, there's a lot I could do with this, so we'll figure it out. That's on tomorrow. But I'm trying to think, what kind of a playlist would they have for a kid's rave, right? Because they're not going to go too heavy bananas on them, I imagine. So I'd say to get them really kind of go a bit crazy and really go for it. Maybe something like this. Who let the
dogs you really are a 90s baby, aren't you?
I'm just thinking like a 5-year-old rave, I think that would suffice.
When the body was nice, the body was bumping. Yippee-yo. I could totally picture that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like what about this one?
Oh yeah.
I think that would be good because it's an actual rave tune and it's a little bit wild.
It is a bit wild.
Do you know what I mean? I'd vibe with that.
I was thinking more like 5-year-old friendly, like something like maybe this. Open Gangnam Style. I actually can't wait to see how she dances to all these tunes, to be honest with you. And you know who will probably be dancing the stupidest of them all? Me.
Oh yeah, but I'm wondering like, is there going to be much of a difference in the dancing between like Wope with Gangnam Style and David Guetta's Titanium?
Well, so, true. Like, that's why just all do the same
I think
thing.
We need to change it up a little bit and go for this.
They not like us.
What?
They not like us.
What?
They not like us.
What?
Yeah, that's so
kinda,
true.
That's kind of what I want. It's not really a ravey tune, but I'd love to see it.
Your playlist already sounds a lot cooler than mine because I thought there'd be a bit of like The Greatest Showman. Singing their hands out.
So you're going for like the George Ezra, the Dance Monkeys,
that
kind of vibe.
My expectations are on the floor, isn't it?
See, mine are probably too high because I've also thought maybe this one.
Oh, You know what? I never in my whole life thought I'd be attending a kids' rave on a Saturday afternoon, so I can't wait to fill you in. Mark has just been in touch. Have you ever heard of the EDM nursery rhymes playlist?
I've only heard of like a trap remix and stuff. I've never heard of EDM nursery rhymes.
Okay, we need to figure out what the hell that is, so we'll do that in a sec. First though, Halsey and Lucky, you're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling, 7:42 now.
Recharged.
I was just telling you on the show that this weekend my little niece Florence is coming to stay with me in Dublin for the weekend. Really looking forward to it. And I've booked her into a kids' rave tomorrow, which I obviously will be going to with her.
Yeah, because of that, we're raving on the show this morning.
We are indeed. And I was trying to predict like what kind of a playlist you'd get at a kids' rave. She's only five. I had no idea what to expect. I was thinking kind of kid-friendly in the sense of like, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah.
Dave was going a bit harder with Skrillex and Bangarang.
Yeah, or Kendrick Lamar and Fan He a Fan.
Not sure how she'd react to that one now, but we'll have to see what's ahead tomorrow. And just as we were going through that, Mark texts in and has pretty much completely opened our minds to a new genre of music.
This stuff is insane and I absolutely love it. Plus, if it came on the club, I'd be like perfectly happy.
If the DJ who's actually at the Bernard Shaw across the weekend doing these kids' raves is listening, just some inspo for you as you prep your little DJ deck, whatever it's called.
From one DJ to another. Yeah. Just as you prep your little, you know,
I was actually
kids' rave
of
stuff.
The word memory stick, which wouldn't come to me, which is so pathetic. So EDM nursery rhymes, courtesy of Mark. This is Wheels on the Bus. Stop the lights. No.
How good is that?
Stop it!
Lads, honestly, turn that up. Your Friday would be lit.
Sorry.
Going to work on the M50 with that, you'd be happy out. You'd be flying.
Mark! Where do I find these? This is Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, no.
Yup!
Wow.
That's so good, lads. This is so, like, it's actually really good lyrics as well. Do you know?
Really meaningful, really deep. Yeah.
It's not that often that EDM has really meaningful lyrics.
Yeah.
These are good.
I'm in awe.
What is this?
That one a little bit harder to distinguish.
Is that I'm a Little Teapot?
No, it's close. They're all the same beat, aren't they? That's Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Stop.
Yeah, can you not get this? Okay, this one's a classic. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and
Stop,
toes.
Stop, go on.
I'm scared and excited.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
If you played that at the kids' rave, you will get a lot of tears.
Because you're
That's
in the song.
That's terrifying.
You don't like it?
No, I don't. I don't even like that.
Okay.
I'm close to tears. Is there one more?
Yes.
Go on, play it.
What's the one that, if you're happy and you know,
clap your hands.
Your hands. All right, Mark, what have you got for us?
If you're happy and if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Woo, woo.
If you're happy and you know it, then you really ought to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yo, yo.
You know what they should be on? A gym playlist is what they should be on.
I would so listen to them later on in the gym. That is class.
Well, listen, I'm going to my first ever kids' rave. It's open for a DJ in future for any kids' rave.
Send the link to that DJ.
Please, absolutely. And I'll report back on Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station. This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning.
We're going down a bit of a rabbit hole here. I was telling you, I'm bringing my niece to a kids' rave over the weekend. Dave and I were predicting the playlist. Mark, who's listening to the show this morning, got in touch and blew our minds with these kids' EDM.
They were so good.
Playlist where basically nursery rhymes are given the EDM treatment like this. Why would you even teach a kid the original?
I don't think you need any more songs.
In your life.
You just need that.
But then Stacey got on with an apparent total game changer. What is it, Stacey?
Snoop Dogg has a song on Spotify. It's called the Affirmation Song.
Oh.
I've worked with kids for the last couple of years and my friend recently had a baby.
Right.
And like you have all your normal little nursery rhymes and then you're in the car one day and she turned around and she's like, oh, wait, you hear this song that I found. I was like, okay, expecting something real, like, nice and cheerful. Excuse me. And then she whipped out this song. I was like, oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
Oh, my God.
And
play
it's like, you have to play it. Like, it's brilliant.
So this is Snoop Dogg, a song aimed at kids, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to this.
Affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone.
Oh wow.
That's class.
Interesting. I don't know if we'd play it on spin. It's maybe more of a 2FM thing, but interesting.
And have you played this to kids since, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Like, my friend's baby's nearly won, and like, when it comes on, he'll just be bopping away.
Yeah, I love that. Oh,
brilliant. Thanks, Stacey.
Appreciate it, Stacey. Have a great day. Good luck.
Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye. We're ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Welcome to Friday.
Oh, thank God for that. Welcome to the weekend, yes. Everybody. Thank God it's finally here. I'm actually being a tourist in my own city this weekend. I'm going to the Storehouse.
Go on.
For the very first time, I have never been. There's a lot of things that when you're like on the website, it's like, do you want to book this? It's like, just go into the Storehouse for like 30 quid or whatever it is. It's like, or you could have a VIP experience for 400 quid. Like, how many pints are you giving me for 400 quid?
I've actually never been to the Storehouse myself, which is, I'm kind of ashamed to admit that.
No, yeah. I've never been, but like, I was actually only thinking about this. There's so many like tourist stuff in town that I've never done. Like, yeah. I really want to do the Henrietta Street thing. Mm. I really want to do Caymanum Jail. I've never done that.
Neither
I don't know why. Like, why have I never done these things?
On the back of feeling shamed by you guys, I think this was mentioned off air the other day. On Monday, I walked into Trinity for the first time.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, I did. I'd never, ever, ever gone inside that gate. And I walked in through the arch, had a little look and said, that's grand now I've been in.
Oh my God.
I saw the whole idea of booking the Book of Kells tour. I'm like, I should probably do that.
That's so funny. I was a teenager hanging out in Trinity, having no business being in Trinity because I was never going to get anywhere near Trinity.
Well, what would you do? Just sit around?
Yeah, it's like the grounds are stunning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, especially in the weather, like you go out over to the rugby pitches or you go and sit
and would
the...
people not be like, you don't go to college here, get out?
No, not at all.
It's
the main tourist attraction of our country is like Trinity College.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, it's the Book of Kells.
Because of the Book of Kells?
Yeah, probably. But that's why the grounds are so nice. So everyone goes there.
If I was on my way to a lecture and there was all these tourists on my way, I'd be fuming.
That is one of the main things. Yeah. I'm excited. Over the next couple of weeks, I want to be a tourist in my own city because I want to do the Storehouse. I want to kill Maynard Jail, Henrietta Street. If anyone has any more for me that you definitely think I should do, then let me know. 087711038.
I know it's not necessarily a tourist attraction, but ever been to the Gravediggers?
As in the pub?
Yeah.
No, never.
Get that on your list as well.
It's over the north side.
Would you stop? That is a fabulous place to hang out.
I'm joking. My family are north side. I'm only joking. I haven't. I have played played pool, like, basically next door to the Gravediggers.
Why didn't you go into the Gravediggers then?
Stupidly, I don't know why. I don't know. Oh, man, they're doing great things in the Gravediggers, man.
I went into the Gravediggers one night as someone who doesn't even drink what they're famous for and went to go in for one. My God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Cassie Stokes would love you.
Why?
What's your favourite pint in Dublin? Oh, it's got to be Gravediggers. They're doing great things.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, I had a mare last night.
What?
A mare. I was driving from Rathmines to Beaumont and it took me, I swear, an hour and 20 minutes.
Nobody can drive when it's raining.
What is the story with that? Can't people drive when it's just a bit wet?
It was very wet. And
turn the wipers on.
I was at an exercise class and they were like, loads of people can't come because they all have been texting saying the traffic is so horrendous.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. An hour and 20. It took me 45 minutes to 50 minutes and I was still on the south side from Rathmines. Yeah. It was absolutely scandalous. And I was thinking as I was driving, this isn't on. I'm going to leave a review.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where the hell would I leave a review? I got to Fairview, right? So I was going up to Beaumont, I got to Fairview, and it was just, I don't know if you know this, Fairview isn't finished yet.
No, will it ever be?
Honestly, it'll be lovely when it's done.
Mm.
But I was just like, why are they doing roadworks now? It's like 8 o'clock at night, what's going on? Mm. Anyway, I thought again, I'm going to leave a review. Who the hell am I going to leave a review to? No idea. Dublin City Council, love your Spire, hate your Fairview. Like, you can't really do that. So I think that more things, more places and more businesses should be under review like you do a hotel
I could not agree with you more, because it's the places that you don't want to be spammed out of it on your email being, please leave us a review.
Yeah.
For what? You know, I bought makeup on the internet the other day from a company.
Oh, yeah.
The makeup hasn't arrived and they want a review. I was like, calm down. Yeah. Honestly, everyone calm down with the reviews. And then, like you said, it's certain places that you're like, I wish I could review this.
I wish I could review this.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah. So I've come up with a couple of places that I think that need a review, like a review system.
Cool.
So first off is a pharmacy, right? Mm. I want to know how private the pharmacy is if I go for a consultation. If I go, sorry, is the pharmacist around?
I have a bit of an itch.
Yeah, something going on. Do you know what's the worst when they're like, he's not around at the moment, or she's not around at the moment, can I help? No, you can't, okay? I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the pharmacist.
Yeah, and do they make you do that awkward, I have to kind of explain my symptoms over the counter while there's three people behind me?
Oh, don't do that. Yeah, bring me to a room.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
If
room of shame.
If I whisper, can I just talk to the pharmacist real quick? I want, like, everyone to be like, okay, I'll close our eyes and I'll shut our ears and bring you into this room. A doctor's office receptionist.
Okay.
Not a doctor's office, just the receptionist who works in the doctor's office.
Sometimes.
I want them to be reviewed.
Yeah, sometimes they can be cranky.
They can be very mean. Do you know where it's just like, that'll be 80 quid. And it's like, all he did was say, you're grand.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I make an appointment? Oh, you're like, what? Sorry.
I think that doctor's receptionists need to be more aware that you're being robbed blind. I mean, she's more like, I'm really sorry about this, but that's 80 quid.
Yeah, literally.
I think you should apologise.
Dead right. Bar men, bar women, people who work behind the bar. I want to know how well they pour a pint. I want to know what their banter is. I want to know if their barman vibe is real. Like, are they cleaning the glass? Are they cleaning the kind of counter? Mm. I need to know that they're a good barman.
Fair.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. And that's who I think we should review. Other people's houses, I want to review on them before I go and see them. Because do you ever walk into someone's house and it has a little bit of a smell?
Ah, Dave, stop.
You know, like a smell of, like, it could be
like
food.
Like when we went to Callum's house that time.
Yeah, we went to Callum's house. It could have a smell of food or something like that. Or maybe it's like sticky, or maybe there's a dog running around or something like that. I need a review of that. Do you know what I mean? And it can be anonymous. That's fine. But I need that.
Can imagine if Dave called over to my house and there was a review on my house after? That would just be so cruel.
Only one review left on the house. It's ages away. And public bathrooms. I want to know, yes, it's worth going to, or don't bother even if you're bursting to go.
Absolutely. I think what you need is more of as well, while you're on the topic, I would like, not necessarily review, but a live feed of queues at the bottle bank return scheme.
Very good.
Here's my local one. What's the queue like? Right, I'll go down now.
Or even
not.
Just in general, the bottle return scheme. Does it smell like drink? I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that.
Lads, there's a lot of brain going on in there. You could do a lot outside of radio, Dave.
That's true.
Football is good because it's not good with me.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I think I've hit my first stumbling block in my new relationship.
No, what? What has he done? He doesn't deserve you.
I know, Dave.
You're just fantastic in every way, and you're an independent woman who doesn't need no man.
I know, you're so right.
What's he after doing to you?
Lads, the amount of people who in this city know about this is so funny. We were out yesterday shooting girly quiz stuff and we met a guy who was like, we're so happy for a new relationship. I was like,
so
oh my god,
funny
Scarlett.
It was so funny. I was just like, yeah, I'm still single, thanks. Yeah.
Oh my god, hilarious. Okay, I do think now, they do say that a holiday is the first test of a relationship.
They do.
I haven't even gone anywhere yet and I think it's all over. Let's.
Oh right. Oh, what's he doing? Or what are you doing? It's one of his.
It's obviously him.
Who's the difficult
it's
one?
It's obviously him,
oh,
Dave.
Oh, go on.
Do you consider me difficult?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Right, we're heading away for a few days next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Spain. My parents are a family holiday home close to where my mum's family live.
Oh, yeah.
There. Grant, right? So that was grand. Lovely little deal there. Free accommodation. Lovely.
Yeah, happy days.
Booked me flights the other day, clearly, because he's from bloody England. When you're joking. We won't be flying.
No, he is. You're not joking. He is from England.
He is from England. I take out the bloody part. We're flying into Spain from different areas and different airports, okay? So I said,
that's right, annoying.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
So I booked my flights. And he said, don't worry. You just book your flights there. Get them done. And then I'll book as close as I can to you, right? And I said, Grant. And he had a few flight ideas. He said, Grant, that would only be like 45 minutes in the difference of me waiting for you or you waiting for me and vice versa.
Yeah.
So we had them all down. I said, that's fine. So my flight lands in Spain. This is next week now at 6:35 p.m.
Okay? Oh, right. Okay.
a bit of a late one.
Yeah, that is quite late. So you're getting in a bit in the evening.
Mm.
For an evening meal, maybe.
I get a text this morning at about 5:30 with his flight bookings.
Oh, yeah.
He lands in Spain at 11:50 a.m. in a completely different region and an airport I advise not to fly into because it's miles away from where this place is.
Jack, what are you doing, mate?
I said, what an ages, granted. That's the stories on the way back then. Can we at least try and navigate getting back around the same time? My flight, which he was aware of, departs Spain in a different region and airport at 4:30 p.m. the following Wednesday.
Perfect.
His flight departs Spain from a completely different airport in a completely different region, which is an extra about 2 hours travel, at 1:30 on the same day.
Oh my God.
So I'm left scratching my head.
Oh my God.
Navigating my way to the airport all on my own for an extra potentially 4 hours because of the extra time he's going to need to get to the airport he needs to get to.
So he's there for 6 hours when you arrive on his own.
Bearing in mind,
you have the keys probably.
I have the keys. I explain to him, if anything, try and get a bit later as I'll have the keys. I don't know what to do about the keys situation. Do I post them to Leeds? Like, I don't know what to do here.
No, don't.
I think that would be this a stupid
his own,
idea.
This is his own fault.
Right?
He has to sit in the sun for 6 hours. Like a tick.
Wait, like where? Outside the like the complex?
You can't even get into the gate written. Oh, Jack, you're some dope.
I was better off on my own, lad. Honestly, if I was going on one of the girls, this wouldn't be an issue. Emer would be down to the tee flying with me. This is drama I don't need. You're on Spin. Time for the most chaotic quiz on Irish radio.
Oh, is this the shortest quiz?
It is called the shortest quiz.
This is where we give you really, really short quiz questions. You give us really, really short answers. And if we ring you, you turn your radio down in the background. That'll be great, thank you.
Or else it sounds horrendous. It does. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Michaela, your number ends in 6-4. We're looking for you.
Hi.
Morning, Michaela. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
What's up, Michaela? Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Zoo animal.
Frog.
Frog.
Elephant.
Oh, we're off to a fantastic start, Michaela.
It's too early for this.
Michaela, frog. Great choice.
Michaela, you're straight in with the cracker. We hear you.
IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Michaela. Have a great day.
Ribbit, ribbit, bye.
Ribbit, ribbit, good luck.
Gemma, we're after you and your number ends in 5151.
5-1, number 51.
Hello.
Welcome to the shortest quiz, Gemma.
Hey, what's a crack, Gemma? Here's your question. Yellow fruit. Yay! Congratulations, IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye. Laura, after you now. Your number ends in 83.
Hello.
Morning, Laura. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hey.
Hey, let's do this. Green, white, and
orange.
Yay.
That'll do just fine.
What were you looking for?
I just would have said gold. But
oh, no,
fine.
I'd always say orange. Fair play.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You do you, girl.
IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Laura.
Thanks, Mel.
Good luck.
All business, Laura, wasn't she?
All business.
She just wanted those IMC Cinema passes. Brian, we're looking for you. 6-5 is the end of your number.
Hello.
Brian, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Guess what age Brian is today? Say something, we'll try and guess your age.
Very good to be on the show.
He's 31.
Just 30 today.
Oh! Did you text us that in?
I did, of course.
I like it. You wanted to get chosen. Very nice, Brian. All right. Well, you still got to answer a question. Simba, animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is an animal. Simba, animal.
Lion.
Yay! Simba, animal, yeah. I should have accepted that. Brian, happy birthday. Congratulations. Your present is 2 IMC Cinema Passes.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Two more.
For now.
Joanna, looking for you.
Hello.
Joanna, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hello, Joanna.
Hiya.
Hi. Joanna, do a lion roar.
Oh, beautiful.
Scary.
That was very good, Joanna. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes are well deserved. They're on the way to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Last caller.
For now.
for now.
Ruth, we're looking for you. Your number ends in 1-3.
Hello?
Ruth, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Here we go, Ruth. You want them IMC cinema passes? We got them. Yeah, got to answer a simple question first. Make a helicopter noise. Is that a fighter helicopter crashing into the Andes?
A bomber helicopter.
What kind of a helicopter? What noise does a helicopter make?
Ah. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Ruth, by the skin of your teeth, you've got 2 IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ruth. Thank you.
Good luck.
Happy Friday.
You
bye,
too.
Bye, bye, bye.
Oh, God.
Lovely stuff. Will we go again?
Yes, definitely.
Ah, there's some crackers in there. Zoo animal, frog, helicopter noise. 087-711-1038. The word short in a WhatsApp could get you on air to play the shortest quiz and win some IMC cinema passes. Ooh. Really soon, we are deep in the midst of the shortest quiz.
It's the most chaotic part of radio, I think, and all week. It's insane. Apart from maybe Live Line. Something like that.
I love it.
Insanely chaotic. It's really, really short quiz questions, really, really short answers. If we ring you, turn your radio down in the background.
And we get to chat to so many people in one go. So let's go for round 2, shall we? We are looking for you, Kev.
Hello.
Hiya, Kev. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
What's going on, Kev?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Kev. Disney princess,
Yes.
Why do people always answer it with yes? What does that mean? Disney princess, You don't answer yes. You give us a Disney princess.
Cinderella.
There you go.
Yay, you're 1 IMC cinema pass.
Skin of your teeth, Kev. IMC cinema pass is on the way to you.
Thanks, guys.
Kev,
good luck. Thank you.
Dave, this isn't meant to be an angry quiz. This is meant to be Friday delight.
Oh, Disney princess, yes. God's sake, Kev.
Looking for you, Noel. Your number ends in 2-1.
Hello.
Hiya, Noel. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
What's going on, Noel? Let's do this. Let's win you some IMC cinema passes. Do a zombie impression. That was amazing.
It's really spooky season now.
Well deserved. 2 IMC cinema passes on the way to you, Noel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good luck, bro. Bye.
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 Welcome to the shortest quiz, Kelsey.
All right, Kelsey, let's go.
Sorry.
How are you? Okay, Kelsey, Ben and... Think ice cream.
Ben Jerry's.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
You've
that was a tough
yourself
one.
Yourself some IMC cinema passes, Kelsey. Well done.
Thank you.
See you later, Kelsey. Bye-bye.
Morning, Abby. Welcome to Spin. How are you?
What's the crack, Abby? You're on to play the shortest quiz. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Amazing. Name a woman.
Me, Abby.
Hey, that was my answer too.
Yay.
Congratulations, Abby. You've got IMC cinema passes. Name a woman.
That was not everything.
That's everything. You passed
shortest
the exam. The shortest quiz. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Two more.
All right.
Now, Chris?
No, just until next month.
Hiya, Gav. It's Emma and David Spin. How are you?
What's a crack, Gav?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
All right, Gabby, easy one for you. Day of week.
Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Congratulations, Gab. IMC cinema passes on the way to you.
Thanks so much.
Simple as that. See you later.
Last caller.
Never.
I love the way every time he shouts, his voice cracks.
Looking for you, Phil. Your number ends in 2-1. There he is. How are you, Phil?
What's a crack, Phil? You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Can you hear us, Phil?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay,
perfect.
Good. And because, Phil, you're the last player of the day, you know what's coming. Your final question is, do a sneeze.
Two.
Oh, that's one of the best sneezes we've ever had. Congratulations.
I think someday we should pull up all the sneezes we've had, and I think that would come out on top. Well done, right. Philip.
2 IMC cinema passes on the way to you, Philip. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Oh,
bye.
My God, that was chaos.
Yes, it was.
Do you want a full list of all the players?
Yeah, go on.
Congratulations are in order to Michaela, Gemma, Laura, Brian, Joanna, Ruth, Kev, Noel, Kelsey, Abby, Gav, and Phil.
Perfection. The shortest quiz will not be back on this show. Frighteningly, until the 25th of October. Might have to be a spooky special.
Oh, interesting.
Our Aisling's obviously on her holidays at the moment, gearing up for her boyfriend's sister's wedding. But I remember around this time last year, she launched the Resist the Rad campaign. Do you remember
that? I was only thinking about this last night because it was actually quite cold and I was just like, oh, I wouldn't mind turning on the heat. But I remember Aisling did a thing about Resist the Rad and she wanted to do it until December.
She wanted to do it until December 1st. She wanted to get everyone to resist the rad. And honestly, every time I go to turn on the heating, I think of, resist the rad, resist the rat. But I bailed my in now, sorry. I had to put it on last night.
Already?
I gave it a boost last night for an hour, yeah.
No, you didn't.
I actually did, Dave. And then, do you know what I did after that? I went back and boosted it a second time.
Oh, for God's sake.
For a second hour. I think it's freezing.
You must be made of money. No. Must be made of money.
Have you been resisting till now?
It's been turned on in my house, but not by me and not while I've been in the house. If I was in the house now, there'd be a different story.
Have you? Really?
Everyone would be wearing jumpers.
They just wait till you go out and then they're like, ah, he's out of the house.
Yeah, he's out of the house. Let's boost.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Let's go.
Hello. Hope all is well.
Good morning.
Tom Grennan's on the show in the next few minutes. So
ooh, exciting times. For now, that's a sad day.
Oh, no.
We all need to be sad.
Why?
Because do you remember yesterday, and I did this bit on the show called How Do I Get This Dog That's Obsessed With Me To Not Like Me?
Yes, because the dog, you were the dog's favourite and it was a bit clingy and it was kind of ruining your afternoons.
It really was. So my housemate had a dog for the week, and again, if you're the landlord, don't be listening, turn off. She brought up her dog for the week.
From home, wherever home is, yeah.
And I've been kind of like, you know, I've been basically dealing with the dog all day, nonstop. As soon as I go to the bathroom, it's...
Your housemates obviously work a lot later than you and all that, yep.
Yeah, exactly. So it's up to me to entertain the dog for a full 8 hours a day.
And you hated it. You
I
were really,
really
giving out about this. You weren't loving life at all.
However... The dog goes home today.
A bit of a mixed emotions, Dave, is there?
And I'm so upset. I'm like, at least I had company when I went home early in the morning. But now I'm going to have no one.
What time does the dog leave?
I think the dog leaves at 5 o'clock.
Well, you'll get to say goodbye.
I'll get to say goodbye. It's going to be a lengthy goodbye. I'm going to give her a treat all that kind of things. Yeah, yeah.
God, things really do go 180 in this life, don't they?
Well, look, you know, yesterday on the show I asked you, how do I get this dog to dislike me so it'd stop being so clingy? But you just said, hey, it's having, you know, anxiety over the fact that it's on holidays.
Doesn't know where its mum and dad are.
Exactly, from Galway. So, yeah, I've decided to actually like the dog.
I can't believe there's actually a heart in there.
Yeah.
Who knew? Little heart. Who knew?
Who knew? Thank you for finding it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, exciting times are ahead, lads.
Yeah.
We have Tom Grennan on the phone literally right now. He's on Zoom, okay? He is on mute. He cannot hear us. The thing about Tom Grennan that we love a lot is obviously his sound. He's a cool guy. He has great music. However... he has a fantastic Gillette ad.
Yeah, he does. And he wrote the song for Gillette. We have been talking about this. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that we have been sweating over our love for this Gillette song, okay? If you don't know what it goes like this.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp. You've come so far. And you know how to make the most of who you are.
Point where over the summer, if he was ever performing at any festival,
everyone would ask him to play it.
Totally. And then people would send me links on Instagram to because people know how much we as a show just love his Gillette song.
The only problem is
and it's a big problem.
It is a big problem. We've been told that Tom doesn't actually really like talking about the fact that it's Gillette is kind of the main thing.
Our hearts
the moment.
Broke all at once.
Yeah, so we were kind of told, listen, don't talk about Gillette.
Like, he doesn't really want to talk about it anymore. Yeah. He's sick of talking about it.
Which is kind of fair, understandable. However, we are children. And we can't really hold our tongue. So what we're going to try do is get the Gillette lyrics into the interview.
Into our questions.
Into our questions without him realising. So you will hear the questions and you might think they're a little oddly phrased. That's the reason why. Okay. We're trying to get the Gillette...
I'm nervous. I'm not great at doing this. I'll probably start laughing.
I think he's going to catch on.
I think he will as well. So see if you can catch on to these lyrics in our questions, okay?
You're looking good.
You're looking sharp.
You're looking sharp. You've come so far.
And you know how.
And you know how.
To make. The most of who you are.
The most of who you are.
All right, lads. Take him off mute. I can't mute.
Right.
I can't cope. Let's do this.
What's that on spin? I'm Tom Grennan.
Good morning, Tom. And welcome to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You are looking good. Where did you get your lovely
Thanks
hat?
Very much. I got this in Australia, actually. It's a golf hat. But I just literally got back from swimming, so my hair is a mess, so okay. I've stuck a hat on.
Listen, let's talk about the brand new single, Higher. I put it straight on my new music Friday, last Friday Legend. Morning. It really has the smell of a big hit off it, Tom. Tell us about Higher. Really? It's brilliant.
Thank you very much. Well, this is the start of a brand new chapter for me, and musically I've definitely gone into a different direction, and this is a nice ease into what the whole new album sounds like and where it's going. This is the first time I listened to music before writing an album, before like I even thought about a new project. I listened to so much old music, so much new music. I had a lot of influence from like Prince, George Michael, Bowie. And that's the first time I did that. And it really, really like allowed my palette to expand and get more colourful, you know?
Mm-hmm. I saw on your Instagram that you're wearing a Whoop, and I recently got my Whoop 2 days ago. And I'm curious.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm curious what your sleep score is.
I'm not recovered too well. I'm 56 today.
Oh no!
I know, I'm in the yellow, man.
That's not good. But do you know what? To be fair, you're looking sharp. I also hear that when you're in Ireland, we have the same barber. Does the name Connor Taff ring a bell?
Do you know what? I love Connor. Do you know what's weird, Jeb? Before I saw your like Zoom thing up, right, and it was like dark, you sounded like Connor, and he popped into my head.
Stop.
Yeah. That sounds like Connor, weird. And then you just mentioned him.
Yeah, we went to school together. He's my barber. He's a great, great guy. But you need to come back over. He'll have you looking even sharper.
Yeah, no, I need it, to be fair.
Last March, perhaps, myself and a few others from Ireland, we were brought over to see your gig in Munich. And so we got a chance to chat to you sitting on the picnic benches outside the venue. That was a whopper gig. It was my first time seeing you live, and what I came back and reported was, didn't I say it was like a constant remix?
You
that
he
just moved
just,
from song to song, just so energetic.
You said the energy was insane. That's
unbelievable.
Said, yeah.
It was so good. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But you've come so far, even from then, since like early 2023. What would you say the career highlight is until this point?
There's a few, to be honest with you. Electric Picnic's up there. Glastonbury's up there for sure.
Wow.
It's been a pretty nuts couple of years.
Yeah, main stage Electric Picnic, good fun. It looked, I was there as well. It was another whopper gig. So
do you know what? Just having the sun shining and just seeing people happy and loving it was just good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
absolutely. Yeah, good crack.
Emma always talks about your energy on stage, and obviously working in radio, you need your voice a lot. You need to talk every morning, like we talk for 3 hours a morning and things like that. And obviously, you being on stage all the time, you know how to make the most of your voice. How do you prep vocally for a gig like that, where you are going to give so much energy?
I have a few different things. I run a lot. And whilst on the run, I sing. So that
really?
That helped. Yeah, that really helps out my diaphragm and being able to like run around stage as well as like holding my notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Swimming definitely helps.
Our co-presenter, Aisling, who isn't here, actually has vocal nodes, and every morning before the show brings herself into a different studio, man, and makes dolphin noises. And
yeah, she does all sorts, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That's my biggest fear, you know.
Yeah, it's her biggest fear as well, because she loves like musicals and things like that.
Yeah.
She does be in every morning for 10 minutes. She's like...
Do you say she's got them or she
has them, yeah.
She has them, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, it's so tough.
Oh, bless her, man.
Listen, Tom, you play for England in Soccer Aid. You're a husband. You support Coventry. You know who you are, aside from music as well. Mm. This being a Friday morning...
I'll just stop you in a bit. I have to stop you there quickly. I played for England because England asked me because they needed the players. I played for the rest of the world first ever Soccer Aid. So my Irish roots are there.
Yeah, I was trying to think. There's a bang of Declan Rice off you here, Tom.
I got asked because they didn't have any good players in England. So just to let you know.
Okay. So Ireland first, yeah?
Yeah.
Look, you know who you are, aside from music. This being a Friday morning, I wonder and I'm curious, what does your average Thursday evening look like? Is life ever boring for you?
Last night, weirdly, that I'm doing this call now, but last night I did a gig at the London Irish Club.
Oh, wow.
They do a big do every year. Dermot O'Leary hosts it, and it was an amazing night, and I had to sing one of my songs and then had to sing an Irish song, so it was fun. It was really good.
What was the Irish song you went with?
One of the hardest songs I've ever had to learn, but one of the most beautiful songs I've ever had to learn too.
Go on.
Was Streets of New York by the Wolftones.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Oh wow!
Did you see the footage from the Wolftones at Electric Picnic this year? Wasn't it crazy to see?
Crazy. I got to meet him as well. One of them, anyway. And
no way.
Legend.
Yeah. They're great guys. Yeah, they're really cool.
Listen, Tom Grennan is on the show this morning. Stick around. More to come. Hang on.
What's that on spin? I'm Tom Brennan.
Tom, we like to do this with our guests on the show. We like to pun up your name a little bit and get some questions out of them. And normally it brings some brilliant stories. So
I'm sure you probably did this for him when in Munich the last time. I'm pretty sure, didn't you bring him Brennan's bread or something?
No, that wasn't me. That was the lad yeah. brought him tea. So
oh, did he?
I didn't do that. No, I felt like, damn it. okay, let's start with this. Nam Grennan, what is your favourite takeaway?
Curry.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, a curry. Well, that actually works really, really well for mine because I was going to say Tom Grennan. What's your go-to Indian? Oh, hey. What's your go-to Indian order? Is it it's just a curry?
Yeah, do you know what? It's a prawn dan sak with two chapatis and a mushroom rice.
I'm starving now.
Lovely.
No curry. No curry.
No curry. You said that with such. I love that. That's
notes
funny.
On order. Yeah. No coriander. Okay. Prom Grennan. In Ireland, we call that the Debs. Do you remember your Debs night? And did you buy your date a corsage?
Okay, so this is funny. I was prom king.
No.
I won prom king.
So you are the opposite of peaked in high school. You just kept peaking.
It was funny, man. I wore a tweed suit. And did I buy my
your date?
What?
A corsage. Isn't that the flower that they put in their wrists, or is that just in Ireland?
I would have done, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have done. But she didn't get prom queen, and she was fuming.
Oh, was it your girlfriend at the time, or was it just like a friend?
It was my girlfriend. Oh, at the time. She was fuming. Gosh,
you can imagine, yeah, your fella going up getting prom king, and you're just standing there.
You'd be
so
fuming,
annoying,
wouldn't you? How about this? How about Mom Grennan? How's your mom?
My mum, she's beautiful, my mum. She's good. She's very, very good. I'm actually seeing her tomorrow.
Amazing.
I haven't seen her for a minute, so yeah.
Tom Grennan fan, whose poster did you have on your wall as a teenager?
Oh, good question.
Cheryl Cole.
So did I, bro. I swear to God. I was like, please say Cheryl Cole. Please say Cheryl Cole.
And I can clarify this because this only randomly came up on our show the other day and he was talking about having Cheryl Cole on his wall. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I love Cheryl Cole.
She's still so beautiful.
Obsessed with her. Yeah. And I think every lad in the world knows that she has a rose tattoo on her arse.
Yeah, they do. It's really big, that one, isn't it? Yeah.
How about this?
What's funny?
Go on.
No, I'm not even
going to
say
it. No, you have to. Come on, give it. What were you going to say?
At Soccer Aid, obviously, she has a kid with Liam, doesn't she? And we were in the spa and she was in the spa and I saw the rose.
No! You've lived every guy's dream.
I didn't want to I didn't want to but I kind of went,
that's the rose.
That's
the famous rose. That's so funny.
That's funny.
I got one more for you and it's another personal one. Tom Grennan ban. Have you ever been barred from anywhere?
Have you?
Bars? Clubs?
Yeah. I tell you what, that just shows you about English, right? So there's this pub in Bedford, where I'm from, called The Grafton. And The Grafton was the best Irish pub ever. So, like, and it'd been around since my dad came to England and whatnot, and everybody would go there, play, like, 21 and whatnot.
Right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, the owner of The Grafton got ill and was like, I have to be done with the pub.
Right.
Sold the pub to this English gang, right? Basically, I walked in the pub on St. Patrick's night and it wasn't the same. And then the owner of the pub came over to me and was like, there's been reports of you nicking phones. I said, what? Nicking phones? So who the hell do you think I am? So she got her and her security, like security guys at the doorman, launched me out of the pub, said, you're never coming back in here, barred.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe it.
And how many phones did you get?
I got enough.
Tom Grennan, the brand new single Higher is out now. It's an absolute anthem. Can't wait to see you live again soon. And thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning on Fully Charged.
Yeah, let's go for a pint when you're over next.
Thanks, guys. Here
we go. We told you before we interviewed Tom Grennan a few minutes ago that we really wanted to talk to him about his version of the Gillette song. We have been obsessed with the song on the show for the guts of nearly a year now.
It's ever since it came out. But unfortunately, you know, there are rules to interviews and sometimes the people will be like, hey, don't ask him about Gillette.
He's sick of it. Even though the song sounds so good.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far. And you know how to make the most of who you are.
such a banger, like.
So as Dave mentioned earlier, we became children and said, fine, well, if we're not allowed to talk about the song, then we're going to sneak lyrics of the song into questions that we ask.
We're going to talk about it without talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we...
I'd say he knew, to be fair.
I think he started to cop it, especially at one point where he said, I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah. My heart fell through my bum. I went, oh God, we're in trouble.
It was something else.
I played for Ireland before. I played for England.
Yeah, rest of the world. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. So did we manage to do it? Let's check. You are looking good.
To be fair, you're looking sharp. Right?
Hey.
Yeah, was happy with that
one. You've come so far.
Very good. You know how to make the most of...
You know who you are. We did it!
God, we're good. And childish.
We are
childish as hell.
That was probably one of the funnest interviews ever because I was like...
The label are listening now. Fuming.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay. One more chance.
Can't do it.
Dave.
I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore.
No, I'm sorry.
I can't do it anymore, I'm sorry. Someone came through and they were like, love your show, but why do you sing over one more tune? I can't do it anymore. I physically can't. I'm sorry.
You're going to leave me hanging on my own.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Callum, will you help, please?
This too much. Absolutely not. No, you're on your own.
Yeah, no, you're on. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Play it.
Lads, Aisling would be so angry right now. She would be so angry. Fine.
I'll give you one. One more tune.
Fine. More. Once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we go head-to-head on One More Tune. It normally sounds way better than this because we normally sing the intro of it.
It doesn't.
So
it sounds way worse.
My apologies for that. We all pick, kind of cherry-pick from different genres, etc. They're throwbacks from a while ago now, from when you were a little bit younger than you are right now. And it's up to you to pick your favourite song that will play in full and launch the weekend on the show. This popped into my head at like 6:30 this morning. See you, David Guetta and She-Wolf. You want not Fall Into Pieces, should I say? Not She-Wolf. If you want to hear that.
No, it is called She-Wolf. The song is called She-Wolf,
falling to pieces,
close brackets.
My bad. Okay.
Oh, your tunes, Emma. Come on.
Make sure to close them brackets.
That is Emma in a WhatsApp. If you would like to hear it in full, 087 711 1038.
Do you know what? That's a fantastic choice.
Thank you.
It's nowhere near as good as this, though.
Sing one more tune, you pick that muck. What's happened to you? What is wrong? Are you sad?
Nothing close to that tune. Pink and Nate something. It's called Just Give Me a Reason. And if you want that to play as the last song of the show for some reason, you can WhatsApp the word Dave to 087 711 1038.
Did you just forget to pick something?
The boss chose that one. I don't know. I was giving up yesterday. I was out the gap. The boss chose that one.
Dave, that is pathetic.
I really like your choice.
Okay, Aisling has left us this.
Well, darn tootin', it's little old Aisling coming from little old Indiana, USA, and I've gone for this. Years, aka Ollie Alexander, now and King. I can't do the country accent anymore. It doesn't make sense because the song is not country, but it is a banger. And if you want to hear it in full, it is Aisling to 087 711 1038. I'm going for a hat trick.
Okay.
Nice to hear her voice.
It was nice to hear her voice. If you want to vote for my song, which is Sia and David Guetta and She Wolf, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
And if you want to vote for my boss's song, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038, please.
Do you know what it is? Do you want to say what it is?
Pink and Nate something and Just Give Me a Reason.
Brilliant. And if you want to go for Aisling's song, Years and Years and King, that is Aisling in a WhatsApp. Get your votes over now. Time to hand over to our producer, Callum, for the worst bits of the week.
What a week it has been, and a move nobody saw coming. Justin Timberlake announced a Malahide Castle gig for 2025. We found out that a security hut in government buildings cost $1.4 million to build. Nearly said billion. That'd get me in a lot of trouble. And it's 89 days until the birth of our Lord Jesus. But it can't all be good things.
Is he coming back?
Yeah, I can see into the future. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Nice. God. Why was the other thing, why was the 1.1 million thing a good thing?
There's money to spend, surely. We only did it an hour ago, but here's a lot of strange noises from this month's shortest quiz.
Good times.
Those are good times.
I think Woody's need to work on their marketing strategy because their jingle clearly isn't sticking with Dave.
Woody's. Woody's DIY.
No.
Has it never
Woody's,
been that?
Woody's, there's no better buy in DIY.
Ooh.
Ooh, I wasn't aware of that.
That's better. I like that. I still don't know that one. In my head, it's still Woody's DIY.
No,
incorrect.
Like,
listen to the jingle on the TV.
I know, but I think it was from years ago. Woody's DIY.
No.
If anyone, please back me up on this.
The Englishman is telling you, no. Yeah. The Irish company's jingle was never this. Dave was getting sick of all the attention from a dog that his housemate was looking after this week, and Emma absolutely destroyed his self-confidence.
And it's not a bad position to be in, where it's like a dog loves me. Oh, no.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
If only it was the girls, too. Exactly. Sorry.
Say it with conviction, man.
I know, I don't.
Don't apologise.
I respect you more if you really don't go, sorry, you bet that. Yeah. No, sorry. Jeez, no, really sorry about that. It was only a joke. I'm so sorry.
For the radio, I'm really sorry.
Sit with your chest, yeah, man.
Okay.
And finally, we found out that Travis Kelce might be banned from doing his trademark NFL celebration of a bowing arrow because it was deemed too violent. Aisling came up with some other suggestions for what he could do, but fumbled at the final hurdle.
I'd like to see him do the Fortnite dance after scoring a touchdown.
There are many. Which one?
The toothpick thing.
The toothpick.
Oh, God. The floss.
The
toothpick. Oh, no.
You stand still.
Oh, Aisling. That was a cracker.
The second that was said, I was like, right, that's us on our way out of spin anyway. Time to leave the youth music station.
It's Aisling's old now as well. I've been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits of this
very
week.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, we are running out of time on this very show this week. Michaela's on the way from 10 and it's your final chance to get your votes in for one more tune.
What have you gone for, Em?
I have gone for Sia and David Guetta and She-Wolf. Drop over Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to vote for that one.
I've gone for Pink and just give me a reason that's Dave in a WhatsApp.
You have to look for many reasons to vote for that one. Mm. And Aisling has gone for King.
I'm only joking. Sir, I'm so sorry. That was just a joke.
By years and years, that's Aisling in a WhatsApp. Last chance to vote. We pray you're listening to Spin. Did you see that? It went around now earlier this week, but Chris Martin in disguise in a pub in the States, no?
No.
He jumped up like, it was like an old school karaoke bar where, you know, there's all the kind of glittery stringy bits behind you in the corner. Think the music video for Hello Goodbye.
Yeah.
And he's in the corner in a full on wig and funny nose and everything, just starts performing, and it takes the crowd longer than you'd expect. Now, they get there pretty quickly and pop that it's him. But I always think as a celebrity, it must be kind of cool to rock around in disguise and just try and feel what it's like to be a normal person. Don't really know why the stunt, but...
Yeah, it's mad. They also just sold out 10 nights in Wembley.
Oh, wow.
10 Jesus nights. Christ. That's 900,000 people.
They're probably the most famous tour in the world right now. Apart from Taylor Swift, of course.
And Oasis.
Oh, fair, yeah.
Anyway, you've been voting for the last song of the show. We have the results in. Emma, Dave and Aisling, you've chosen your songs. Emma, you went for David Guetta, See Us. She Will Fall to pieces. You won this week with 44%.
Really?
Wow.
But it was actually a lot closer than you imagine. Dave and Aisling votes 28% each.
Wow, okay.
Voted for Pink and Nate Root.
Yeah, and then Aisling went for King Years and Years. So
nice, interesting.
Well done, Emma.
Thank you very much.
Another week done.
Have a lovely weekend. Michaela's we'll see you on Monday. Way. Here is David Guetta and
good
see
luck.
Ya.
See ya. I'll see ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.